Hi, and welcome to your audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com on how to diminish persistent bad memories. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge, and I'm going to give you a really simple technique to help you greatly lessen the emotional charge of bad memories. And all this has to do with context. When you have a bad memory, say of being bullied at work or even being mugged or perhaps humiliated or embarrassed or any kind of bad memory at all, what we all tend to do is focus on how we felt in that situation. This focus on feelings each time we rerun that memory, although completely understandable, actually reinforces our sense that this was a time we should still feel emotional about even now. Bad memories can creep up on people and plague them for years sometimes. Clinical depression is caused by people ruminating on bad memories and how awful they felt and feel about those times. There's a lot of emotional focus which both causes and is caused by depression. Once we turn bad memories into neutral ones, they can stop bothering us. We can keep what we've learned from the situation, but be freed from the pain of it. So, if we're to not focus on the feeling of the bad memory, what do we focus on? Well, in a word, context. An effective way to deal with recurring negative memories is to focus on the context and not the emotion of the time. For example, if you kept thinking of the moment you heard about the shocking death of someone you cared for, or of being at a funeral, you could focus on all of the context outside of the emotion you were feeling. So, if you were thinking about a funeral you attended, you might focus on what you were wearing or who was there, instead of how you were feeling at the time. You might spend some time recalling the route to the funeral, how you got there, the colour of the car you travelled in, how the weather was, and that kind of thing. Now, this might sound like a rather weird thing to do, but bear with me. Research carried out by Professor Florin Dolkos at the University of Illinois had participants share both positive and negative memories. A few weeks later, these memories were triggered while sometimes focusing on felt emotions and at other times on the context of the event. So one participant might have been asked to really focus on how they felt in that bad time, while another may have been asked to focus on the wider context, what the weather was like, what they were wearing, and so on. Brain scans showed that when participants were focused on the context of the event, brain regions involved in basic emotion processing were working together with emotional control regions in order to, in the end, reduce the emotional impact of these memories. When therapists use the famous rewind technique to decondition the emotion around traumas or phobic triggers, they find they can really quickly cure these disabling conditions. This is done by enabling the traumatized or phobic client to access memories while feeling deeply calm, which in and of itself allows them instant access to wider context. Rewind therapists are taught to help their clients focus on elements of the environment that had little or nothing to do with the terror being experienced. They focus on what happened after the event when they felt safe again. They see the event from different perspectives until very soon the trauma no longer feels traumatic to them. But you don't have to know how to do the rewind technique to use some of the principles. If you're suffering flashbacks and nightmares connected to an actual trauma, more than just unpleasant intrusive memories, I suggest you find a therapist trained in the rewind technique, but if you just want to lessen the grip of unpleasant memories, try the following. Close your eyes and take a few moments to relax. You could do this to soothing music or a hypnosis download, or just in the bath. Call to mind the memory you want to deal with. Next, think in detail about the context of that time and place, instead of just how you were feeling. So focus your mind on things such as what you were wearing, what other people were wearing, how did you get to the place you were from some other place you can think of? What time of day was it? What the weather was like? What kind of building you were in if you were indoors and what you could see all around you and so on? This very simple exercise will very quickly reduce the emotional impact of the memory and leave you feeling freer. Writing about bad memories has also been shown to diminish their emotional impact, so you could also combine so-called journaling with this context-shifting exercise. Write out as much context to do with the memory as you can, but don't include anything to do with the emotions you were feeling at the time. Don't write any possible reasons for what happened or consequences of what happened. Just describe elements of the physical environment. Try it. I think you'll be amazed by how powerful it is. Ultimately, we move on from troubling memories when they become less emotionally upsetting to us. And when that happens, they become less intrusive, meaning we only need to think of them when we choose to. This gives people a sense of control over their past. So I hope you found this interesting and useful. Other audio insights are archived in the hypnosisdownloads.com members section, The Growth Zone. Members get access to all the downloads on the site, plus exclusive members-only downloads. To find out more, just go to hypnosisdownloads.com and click on the Join Us link. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. I hope you enjoyed this audio insight, and thanks for listening.